Hey, Justine.
Hello, Caitlin.
How are you doing?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I'm having a time.
Well, we have a topic for today's episode, but more importantly, I would really love to talk about our get-together this week with our children.
Well, Axel turned two.
Yes, he did.
Which I took horribly. So I don't know how anyone else feels about their kid turning two, but it was an emotional roller coaster for me.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
It was terrible. It was so much worse than when he turned one. I don't know why. I guess because one feels still like a baby, but two feels like big.
Like they're going into like being a toddler.
He's a full-fledged toddler.
He's a full-grown kid.
But I was not okay yesterday. I had the real rough day. I only cried 655,000 times.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Tony was like, are you?
Tony was like, calm down, bitch.
I was like, I can't. He's big. Do you see how big he is? And he's massive. So, yeah. I mean, that doesn't help. But it's like so many layers. Two is like a big deal.
It is very different than one.
Well, because Gage was two when I got pregnant with Axel.
Oh.
And so that feels like it went so fast.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel that.
So, really, like, two is going to be five, and then they're all going to be grown up and old, and they won't need me anymore. Then what am I going to do? Oh, God. I'll just be a lonely spinster.
Oh, my God.
I'll get a lot of
cats. You're really jumping the gun here.
Fuck.
Really jumping the gun.
It was rough.
I love you, but, like, pump the brakes, okay?
Uh-huh. We'll talk to you in, you know, 4 years when I'm knitting sweaters.
4 years.
I'll be like lonely sweater knitter.
All right. So Axel turned two.
He turned two yesterday. We got together on Wednesday.
Yeah. On Wednesday, you guys came over to my house.
Just to like sing happy birthday and hang out, which went really peacefully.
Including the dog. The dog was the worst, honestly.
So basically, Gage is a complete wild man.
Wait, so I love the fact that I feel like we have to say ages when we explain this because not everybody knows our kids as well as we're speaking about them. So Lincoln, who is nine, was connecting with Axel, who just turned two, because I feel like Axel was like, oh, he's giving me attention, but it's like calm, peaceful attention.
100%.
He was like sitting on the floor with him.
Yeah.
Just hugging him and like being very gentle and quiet. And then Damie, who is a year and a half, and Gage, who is four and a half. Damie was just dying laughing at him the entire time because he's like, this kid is nuts.
I love it because Gage was like, I'm making this baby laugh.
And I like, know.
He was just okay. Like,
What were they doing? They were screaming the monsters away?
Yeah, they were screaming the monsters away.
Right.
But Gage was just roaring in Damie's face, and Damie thought it was hilarious.
Like, I've never heard him laugh like that.
He was dying.
Like, you said, is that a real baby? Like,
it sounded like a recorded baby laughing.
It was funny.
I love it.
They are so loud, and I literally said to you and Tony, I was like, any normal person wouldn't last 3 minutes in this room.
No. I'm surprised the neighbors didn't complain.
That's true.
Someone should have been knocking on the walls.
like the broom.
What's happening?
No, but I'm serious. I really truly think that it takes like a different type of person to sit in a small apartment with our five children.
Oh, that was five children. God, I can't count. Yeah, five kids.
Aiden wasn't there.
So my husband and us.
Yeah.
And your dog.
And my dog.
Who did not stop barking the entire time.
But, like, and then we texted each other after, and this is what I was saying. Like, I can't wait to talk about how funny it is that we were like, they're fucking insane, but we love them so much.
Oh, my God. We just kept being like, look how cute they were together. They did so good.
They were so great.
I'm like, all they did is literally wrestle and scream, smack each other with pillows and scream in each other's face and, like, fight, play, argue. And we were like, they were great.
They went ape shit for a good 3 hours.
They really partied. I loved it so much.
I love when they're together. It's just like a different, like you were saying, they just match each other's vibe.
Yeah. Well, they all kind of meet each other exactly where they are.
Right.
Right? Like, no, your kids aren't expecting Gage to act older. Mm-hmm. You know, Gage isn't expecting your kids to do things out of their character. Yeah. They all are like, oh, this is where we are and we're cool with it, you know?
Especially Lincoln. He's like a chameleon.
Lincoln's the best.
He'll, like, vibe with Axel sitting on the floor being quiet, but then Gage will come over and be like, let's scare the monsters, right? He's like, ah! And I'm like, oh my God, it was so good. God.
I loved it.
It was awesome. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We'll post some videos on our Instagram. I wanted to do that yesterday for his birthday, but
it's fine.
The day got away from me. So I will post those this weekend. So by the time everybody hears this,
they will be ridiculous videos of monster scaring and balloon dancing.
Oh my God,
and
the bubbles. Popping. The bubbles. Like, we literally had a full. I was the bubble machine.
You did a really nice rotation of your arm. It was beautiful.
It was a flower girl.
It was, yes, you were tossing the bubbles.
I've never been a flower girl.
I mean, no, I've never been. Actually, I think I was. I don't know, potentially.
Well, I am extremely disappointed that I've never been a flower girl.
Well, if I get married again, you could be my flower girl.
Love that.
My 10-year anniversary. Tony and I will get yes. married by Elvis and you could be my flower girl.
All right. So let's dive in today's topic. We are going to talk about sexy time.
Or lack thereof.
So, well, first of all, I'm going to make a statement. If you are my children...
Turn this off now.
My father-in-law or my brother, now is your time to shut the recording off. Thank you. Come again. Next time.
See you next week.
Anyway.
Nobody listened to that warning. They all kept listening. Just Lena. They're like now more intrigued than they were before.
Right. I know.
They started actually listening. Their ears all perked up.
They're like, shoot. So it's kind of funny how like Max and I will go like weeks without having sex and then we'll like cluster into like one
the
week.
Clusterfuck.
Actually literally
literal clusterfuck.
And figuratively clusterfuck.
They're an actual clusterfuck. Sounds about right, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it is hard to find time and energy.
I was actually watching a TikTok the other day, and they schedule nights.
I've heard that, and I hate it.
I hate that.
I hate it so much.
There's no fun in it.
I'm not one of those people that are like, I'm going to have sex on Monday, Friday, Tuesday afternoon at 3. Like,
no.
I might not want to.
Yeah, you know, when like, that time comes.
I might be like, I'm tired.
And then it's like kind of.
It takes the fun out of it. It takes the spontaneity out of it.
It takes it all out of it. But also, you don't want to force yourself if you're...
I don't want to think of it as a chore.
So one thing that I do, and we could start with this, is us being the default parent and being the go-to for all things emotions, feelings, literally everything.
All things children.
All things children.
And husbands.
But like, when there's days where... Damie and Lincoln and even a little bit of Benny, when they're like crawling all over me, and Benny and Lincoln once in a while, more often than not, actually, when they're at my house, will be like, oh, can you snuggle me at night? Can you snuggle me at night? I'm like, all right, I'll give 10 minutes to Lincoln, I'll 10 minutes to Benny, and then I need some time to myself, guys. But like at that point, like Max gets home from work and then like I have no interest of getting in bed and having sex with him. And it's nothing against him, obviously, but I feel like he kind of takes it personally.
I think men always take it personally.
They do, right? Because yeah. It like it's not just Max. Because like the other day he texted me, sorry, I'm sharing your information, babe. But the
he
other
sexted you?
The other day he texted me and was like, I feel really unwanted.
Yeah.
In my head, like I understand why he's feeling the way he's feeling, but right now I'm trying to edit episodes for the podcast, record episodes, taking care of the kids. I'm in a Pilates instructor's course. Like, I'm studying on my time off.
And you also need to sleep.
And I also need to sleep and also feel like a person. So sometimes at night, I'll push myself to stay awake just to scroll on TikTok because it's, like, the only time that I get.
Right.
And it's my, like, decompressing time. Then he'll go to bed and he'll be asleep and then I'll shower. But next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to wake him up to have sex now. Like,
we co-sleep.
Yeah.
So nothing says we're not having sex like having two kids in our bed.
Right. Like, well, you have two. I at least only have one. But still.
I don't know.
I have sex next to my baby.
Okay, so I have. But not.
It's not like our chosen way to have sex.
Not next to both of them.
Yeah.
Like if I have Gage asleep, because Gage only like co-sleeps half the night.
Okay.
He'll like go to sleep in his room. Tony and him will go lay down in his room. And Gage will fall asleep in bed with Tony in his own room. And then half the time Tony falls asleep in there too. So then I don't see him anyway. And then the other half of the time Tony comes in our room. And then Gage will wake up at like 1, 2 in the morning and just come crawl in bed with us.
Okay.
And we'll all sleep in bed. So like, have I had sex with Axel in the bed? Yes. I figure he came out of me, right? Like.
Oh my God. I have some really funny stories of us having like, sex next to Damien and him waking up.
Oh no. Axel's never woken up.
Oh. I literally, there were a couple times.
Now I'm like freaked out.
Damien woke up and he just like sat up and was like, mama. And he crawled on my back while I was on top of Max.
Yeah.
He's fully like, naked. And I'm just like, all right.
Nothing says boner killer.
We like, call him the cock block king.
No, but that's what Tony calls our kids. Like,
yeah.
They're just, that's what they are.
They're so literally.
I was reading an article today because I was like curious, and it says that your sex life doesn't get back to normal, or at least back into like not pre-kid era, but more sex yeah. until your kid turns 5.
Oh my God.
So we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
And that's if we don't have any more kids.
Right. That's if you completely stop.
That now. Starts it all over.
Wow, that's 5.
But 5 makes sense because but we co-sleep.
Like, Lincoln was sleeping in my bed up until I met Max.
Right. So, I mean, he was 7?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Six.
6?
6.
All right, so that's not that far from 5.
That's true.
You figure 5 is when they start sleeping in their bed, especially if you're co-sleeping.
Right.
And they're more likely to sleep through the night and not That's wake true. Up to need you or like wet the bed or do any of those things that kids do in the middle of the night. You know, bugs, I mean, monsters,
we've gotten
aliens.
Creative. Definitely. You gotta get creative. Like, the couch is glorious.
Yeah, we have
a counter in the kitchen.
We've done it all.
We used to have sex on the one single broken chair that was in the office.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
When do you want to do it? It's the real question. You know, it's so much easier to say in theory that we're going to have sex tonight.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
By the time the night comes.
Yeah. You know how many times during the day Max will be like, later? And I'm like, yeah. And then it'll be later and we'll be like, nah.
We'll be snoring. We'll watch like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
That's our new show, by the way.
I love that.
We started it from the beginning.
Oh my God.
It hits so hard as a parent.
Does
it's
it?
So good. You should rewatch it.
I need to watch it now.
They have all kinds of episodes about like active listening and trying to have sex with kids. It's so good. But yeah, it's, you know, I have all the intent to have sex. I just have no emotional or energy level or don't want to be touched.
The battery.
The touched out.
If there's like a battery, it's like below
it just gets
negative.
So drained.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like we said before, I don't want it to feel like a chore, but it kind of then it feels like one more thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and now we're doing
this. I mean, sometimes I do feel like that. And then there are times where I'm like kind of in my head and I'm like, I do not want to have sex tonight. Hopefully Max falls asleep. As fucked up as that sounds,
we've all been there.
And then like last night I was doing something. Oh, I like was fell asleep and then I got up and went into the kitchen to take my meds and he literally just grabbed me and threw me on the couch and I was like, this is fun.
Well, because it was spot like it was
but like in my
I
head,
can't say that word
spontaneous
spot. Thank you.
But like in my head, moments before that, I was like, hopefully he doesn't wake up so we don't have to have sex because I'm so tired.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. And then he like literally picked me up and threw me on the couch. I was like, woo!
You're like, all right, just this once. So basically.
What's expected of us?
Well, I think the problem is what is expected from our husbands. Like, what does your husband expect?
I would say, I think as long as we don't go weeks without it, which only really happened like a handful of times.
I think the problem is like, what is Max's?
I'm asking him right now. I'm dead serious. If we could have sex multiple times a day, every day, Max would be so hyped.
That's just all guys.
He'll just kiss me near my mouth and he'll be like, oh, fuck, I got a boner.
3 times a week would be lovely, he says.
That's an achievable amount.
Honestly, I don't know if it's an achievable amount.
Yeah, actually, now I'm thinking about it.
We were like, that sounds great. But then we
said, but realistically, it's like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Isn't that sad? Is that when you have a kid?
It's like once a week, he said. Yeah, I would say it's closer to once a week. But like I said, we'll go 2 or 3 weeks without it and then we'll
have sex a couple times a week. That's what we do. And it's honestly kind of refreshing that everyone, because like how often do people talk about this, right? Like I don't usually talk to my friends, hey,
like often, yeah,
married people with kids, how often do you have sex?
right, exactly.
The thing is, I think a lot of people think that other married people with kids are having more sex than them. Like,
so they're like afraid to.
Yeah. I feel like it was easy for Tony and I to be like, oh, Justine and Max just got married. They're probably having sex all the time.
Yeah.
And we've been married for 110 years and we're exhausted.
Yeah, but.
And also, Tony's 10 years older than Max.
Kids make a difference, too, though.
Kids make a difference.
Like, we have 4 kids. If we just got married and didn't have any kids, yeah, we'd be banging multiple times a day.
I mean, obviously.
Like, when we didn't have Damie on our kidless days, our 2.5 whatever days every other week that we didn't have any kids, yeah, we were having sex a lot more,
of course,
like, because you're not going to hotels and doing fun things, and like we'd go on hikes and stuff and go to a hotel, and then obviously we'd have more fun moments and we didn't have a baby in our bed,
and now we all have a baby in our bed. So co-sleeping definitely puts a very large damper on sex.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know anyone. Do I know anyone who's not co-sleeping?
I feel like,
honestly, I think I have a few friends that don't co-sleep. And so maybe their sex life is better, but
I don't
feel like it is. Because you're still equally as exhausted, right? Even though the baby's sleeping in my bed, he goes to sleep earlier than we go to sleep.
Yeah.
I bring him to bed, I lay with him, he goes to sleep, and then I usually go downstairs. So we could have sex in a different room or on the couch or something, but
yeah, but you're shot.
I just want to not be touched, or I just want to like lay on Tony with my feet up and just be like, rub my head. You know, like, just pet me. I want to be pet like a dog. Okay, like a sloth. Just cuddle my face or something. Tell me I'm pretty. Feed me ice cream. And just make me feel today was okay.
To be honest, Max and I hardly even watch shows at night anymore. When I was pregnant, obviously, we were watching a lot of shows. But I feel like we don't even get that, because at nighttime is my only time. So we talked about this when we were talking about screens, but I really want to make a day that I'm podcast editing and making content for all the business pages, because I feel like I spend so much time during the day avoiding time with Damie. And then at night, when I could be connecting with Max and snuggling and then possibly having an opportunity to have sex instead of doing hours worth of fucking work, and then I'm shot to shit, and then I shower and I'm like zonked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like if I have designated times to work, it would make a huge difference in how many times we actually get to have sex a week.
Well, I also think that's just like a stay-at-home mom workload compared to the leaving the house workload.
That's true.
Like maybe if we had jobs outside of the house, like if you went to the coffee shop, like you were saying, and had that time, then when you come back, you wouldn't feel like you were still working, but you would, because you're still doing all the mom things.
I mean, I'd still be like tired, like this equally tired, but I mean, like I'm just skipping out on like those couple hours where I could be just even laying on the couch with Max and watching a show, I'm like on my computer and on my phone.
Yeah.
I'm like a fucking zombie.
Yeah, that's not good. We've only recently been able to watch shows, and it's because Tony has had a couple days off. When he was working like a crazy person, he'd be going to bed early and I'd be like taking a shower late and he'd be passed out already.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we're definitely much better when we have more time together. We're not like a, I've never been one of those like, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder type of person.
And I am the complete opposite.
I am the fucking opposite. If I'm not hanging out with you, I will create 100 reasons why I never want to see you again.
Yep.
I'm like, divorce is the only option. Mm-hmm. When I'm like with Tony all the time, I'm like, oh, I do like him. Like, this is fun.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is why I married you.
Right. And I feel like it's very important, because sex is like the act. Yeah. Sex is also like all the other things throughout the day that makes
100%.
You feel connected and have like intimacy with a person.
So I watched this video. I really should start documenting these videos so I can shout them out. This is something that has been sitting in my brain. The biggest thing I think is, and you can tell me this also if you agree. So yes, our husbands work all day long. Like they work super hard. I'm not like discrediting. I'm not taking that away from them. We're also working.
Super hard.
So I think that when you get home from work, when you walk in that door, whether it's Tony working, doing physical labor all day, or Max being mentally exhausted because he's on calls all day and then coaching a bunch of kids, doesn't matter what it is. You walk in that door and you don't decompress or sit down and have moments to scroll on your phone until I'm ready. I think that you walk in that door and now it's me and you.
Well, now it's you're on. So that's me and Tony have kind of discussed this. Like when he gets home, he has to you have to be on. He is on. He is in dad mode as soon as that door opens.
Yeah.
There's no walking in and taking a 45-minute shit.
No.
Like you are coming in that door.
If you really need a couple minutes, sit in your fucking car. Don't walk in the door.
100%. Well, Tony's said that to me. He's been like, I stopped at the bathroom before I got home so I wouldn't waste time. Like he knows that if he needs to go to the bathroom or he needs to do something, stop at Starbucks. Don't come home thinking you're going to walk right into the bathroom. You're coming home, you're going to be dad and you're going to be husband and you're not going to be tired guy from work. And Tony's really good at that. Tony is always on. Today Max he was doing...
Max just gets easily drained, which I like get that. And I get like feeling that way and wanting to come home to decompress. But the video that I was watching was like, you don't get to decompress when you walk in the door. Like you get that 10-minute drive home. You get to decide what music you're listening to, or you get to sit in silence for 10 minutes while you drive home. That's your time to decompress and that's it. I don't even pee by myself.
No.
What decompressing do I do?
I've had this discussion with Tony a lot because sometimes he takes the train and sometimes he drives. And I'm like, you at least get to listen to a podcast you want to listen to. You were watching movies on the train.
No matter what it is, his commute is his decompress time.
Your commute's your decompress time.
Yeah.
I know you're still exhausted because driving to and from the city every day is exhausting and you're shot. But I'm not going to fault Tony at this because he really is. He comes home and he is instantly dad. He walks in and he's like, do you need to take a shower? What do you need to do?
Yeah.
Do you need to go to the store? Like, he's really good at that. And Tony is one of those, like, my mom is blown away by Tony because in the summer, he'll come home from working like 20 hours and be like, let's go to a Ducks game. I bought us tickets to this concert. He's constantly looking for things to do as a family. Even if it's like we have 4 hours after work.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm feeling that 4 hours. We're going to the beach. We're going to drive on the beach. We're going to go to dinner. Because I think Tony and I are very, very conscious of we're teaching these children how to have a relationship. We're either going to be the relationship they look at and be like, I want a relationship like my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're going to be the relationship that's telling them that like love isn't real or a big warning or saying, I don't want to be in a serious relationship. I don't want to get married. I don't want this. I don't believe in love or whatever that nonsense is. Tony and I are like, every moment is a teaching moment. So we are dancing 24 hours a day. We're making up songs. We're putting all of our energy just to being as happy as humanly possible. And this doesn't mean it happens 24 hours a day. Sometimes he's annoying and I don't even want him to look at me. And I'm like,
don't breathe in the same room.
Don't fucking come near me. But a majority of the time, we're very committed to being on around our kids and making sure we're having like the best time ever.
That's definitely something that both Max and I have to work harder at.
Yeah.
For different things.
I feel like that's what makes us even more exhausted at night and don't hook up and have sex. Because all day we're putting much energy.
It's like a mutual understanding though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a mutual understanding of like we're putting a lot of energy into making sure these kids are having
the absolute best
experience with their parents. Tony's just never ending insanity fun. And fun. But when the kids go to bed, we're both cracked.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's definitely something that Max and I have to work on in the form of affection. Something that I vividly remember about my parents, as toxic as they were for each other, every time my mom leaned over to open the oven, my dad smacked her ass. I knew my parents loved each other, and I know that they still do have love for each other.
Right. It was like cute and endearing.
Yeah, but like I know that's something that was super vivid in my childhood.
See, my parents, I don't think ever had any physical flirty
affection
thing. None of that. I don't remember it, at least.
Yeah.
So it's like that was something that I wanted to make sure was very apparent mm-hmm. in my relationship with my kids. All right, so there's this website. So basically what it's telling us to do in this is to identify your goals for intimacy. It wants you to know your expectations and goals for both of you to feel like satisfied. Is the goal for you to feel close, or is the goal for you guys to both orgasm, or is the goal for you to like experience something different? Like, what is your goal of a sex situation?
Got it. Like, so what are you getting out of it?
What are you getting out of it, and what do you want to get out of it? Mm. Instead of being like, let's have sex three times, is it that you need to be cuddled, or you want it to just be like, we hooked up in a closet because we could?
I don't know. I feel like for me, I mean, I don't think we've ever had sex and I didn't orgasm. I think that feeling close is like part of it.
I think that's the whole goal of sex in a marriage, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between having sex when you're dating and hooking up with people because it's fun. And then there's marriage sex, where the whole point of it's to like, you know, reconnect to kind of like strengthen your bond as a couple. Mm-hmm. And that's why sometimes when you don't have sex for an extremely long period of time, you guys feel
disconnected
or a little separate.
Yeah.
And that's hard, because when you feel like that, it's hard to get back into the wanting to have sex with them, mm-hmm. because you're like, we are two different entities.
Someone always has to almost be like the quote unquote bigger person.
Of course.
And like step up.
Yeah. You have to step up in the sex.
Yeah.
You have to be like, we have to do this.
Or just like, not even that, like just like the affection. A couple days goes by, like I was saying, where he like doesn't kiss my forehead or kiss me goodbye. And I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? And he'll be like, well, you haven't also. You know what? You're right. Then one of us is going to have to make it a point to be like, oh, you're leaving? Bye. Love you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that slowly but surely leads into us having sex eventually, because within a few days we're being more affectionate, and then eventually it leads to us having sex.
I think we like when we do little extra things. Yeah. So I'll like write him a note for his lunch if I decide to pack him lunch randomly, or I have leftovers mm-hmm. or something, or he'll like write me a note and leave me coffee that he made in the morning for me.
That's so cute.
And like stuff like that is what builds our connection mm-hmm. back.
Yeah.
It's those little extras of being
the
like
little tiny things that it's mostly totally like make a big difference.
Being told they appreciate what you do. If I write him a note, it's usually like, I really appreciate you working so hard so me and the boys can stay home. We love you. And sometimes he'll leave me a note and be like, you're doing a really great job.
Yeah.
You're a great mom.
So
your kids
simple,
love you.
It's not simple.
And that makes a
time.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
You know, just little signs of appreciation, little signs of like, you're satisfied with how I'm doing this.
More than just satisfied. It's like,
you think I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
You appreciate me and you think I'm doing a good job.
Listen, out of all the things that anyone could say to me, if you're telling me I'm doing a great job and you're implying that I'm doing a great job as a mom, that's like the
we'll
best
have
compliment.
Sex. Right.
We'll have sex.
You think I'm a good mom? Listen to this. Tell me I'm a good mom. You'll have a better chance. So this says adjust expectations around timing. So basically, it's stating that you need to know how much time you have sex and to adjust what you're expecting out of it accordingly.
Okay.
If it's like it's just going to be a 5-minute bathroom quickie, then that has to be okay sometimes.
I think Damey was made in 2 minutes.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
It says that the average penis owner, which I love, by the way, organisms. Honestly, that's all they are. Okay, let's try that again. It says the average penis owner orgasms in 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And the average vulva owner orgasms in an average of 15 to 20 minutes. Some nights have to be more, you know, we're having a long drawn out experience with lots of other things. And sometimes it has to just be
sex. I feel like we don't ever do anything before.
Really? Why?
We just don't ever get there.
You're just like, and it's sex.
And it's sex. It's okay. Usually like we make out for a minute. Well, I guess making out is considered.
You know what I think is so weird? You know when you were young and you would just make out with people and would go nowhere? You would just make out with someone.
Yeah.
Now as like an adult, I've never make out with Tony without having sex. Like I'll kiss him, but I'm never like full blown like, let's make out.
Max texts me that all the time.
Let's make out.
Yeah, but I know that means let's have sex.
I just think it's so funny because who just makes out with someone?
I don't know. I just like obnoxiously stick my tongue in Max's mouth sometimes.
Yeah, but like that's like a funny, like you're annoying and kind of jokester thing, right? It's not like we're sitting in a car.
I'm not making out with him.
Making out like the sunset like you did as a child. Sitting at Land's End, smoking a joint, making out with someone. What a time.
What a time to be alive.
It's totally different now. All right. It says, figure out how to have some alone personal time, too. Basically, if you want to have sex with me, you're going to give me some time to myself sometimes. Because okay. I can, like you were saying before, you're touched out. You're overwhelmed. Sometimes just need Max to be like, hey, Justine, go get a coffee.
Yeah.
Go to the store. Go take a nap. But you just need some alone time to recharge that battery since we're always at.
I never get that.
We're at negative. Also, because the amount of like energy you put into like tired sex is much more minimum. You're like.
That's true. Like if you have energy and you have sex, it's so much better.
Tired, overwhelmed, exhausted sex. You're just like.
Yeah.
All right. Bleh. It's happening.
Let me know when you orgasm and I will go immediately after.
And then we will take a nap.
And then we'll wrap it up.
Straight to sleep. Like it used to be. I remember like when we were dating, we'd have sex and then like order pizza. Like hang out.
Right.
You know, it was like a thing.
Yeah.
It was like you did this while hanging out.
Yeah.
Now it's like the kiss of death. And it's so funny because we used to be like, we'd go on vacation and like you'd get into a hotel room and you'd like immediately hook up, like first thing.
Yep.
Now you're unplugging a phone because the baby wants to call 911 repeatedly. Unpack all the toys so the kids can have something to play with.
So true.
It's so much less sexy.
I feel like you have to, just like we were talking about last week about body image and refinding the sexiness, you need to look at your body in a whole new with a whole new perspective. I feel like your sexiness has to be the same.
Well, like your sex life has to be a whole new perspective.
Yeah,
the perspective is we can't have sex because the kids are running wild in this hotel room.
Ooh, that's sexy when you remember to bring the binkies.
Ooh, it's sexy because you made bottles before going to bed. That was sexy.
I
don't know.
I was like trying to make sense of it in my head.
It's really hard. Because there's really nothing, you can do to make it better right now. That's why they say you have to wait till their kids are five. Because honestly.
That just seems crazy though. But It does seem crazy.
But when you go on vacation with a five-year-old, they'll more likely fall asleep without you having to be in bed with them. I'm just thinking about all the lack of sexy vacations at Kalahari and Disney that I go on lately. I think that's also the thing. It's like. When you go on vacation with kids, you're not usually going to, like, sexy vacations.
That's true.
I'm not going to Hawaii because my kids can't be on a plane that long. I'm going to Kalahari because, you know, it's a family-friendly resort water park that you can get a burger and a milkshake. Okay, so let's bring this back.
Let's take it back a notch.
The issue is men, no matter how fucking exhausted they are, will always be
horny,
ready to have sex. But will they put as much effort into it as they should?
No.
Because they'll be like, I worked all day and I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then it's not really.
If they really wanted it as bad as they say they want it, they would come home and be like, my queen, let me do the dishes while you take a nice hot shower. And when you get out, don't get dressed.
That'd be cute. No, it'll be like, my queen, I will put the kids to bed in their own beds tonight. And you take a shower and then don't get dressed.
True.
The kids need to be asleep. You have to put my kids to sleep.
My baby doesn't even have his
own bed. Mine does. He's never slept in it. What's the point of a crib, guys? I don't know. Anyway.
Back to sexy time.
Back to sex. How much sex do you want to have, Justine?
Let's talk about you and me.
If you weren't exhausted, what would be your proper amount of sex?
It was probably 3-4 times a week.
Yeah, I'd be good with 3 because I'm like, I like enough balance between sex and also nobody touching me.
3.5 days a week.
Yeah, like I would like 50% of the week to include sex. We'll have even days and odd days.
Yeah, if I wasn't like completely shot.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be good with that.
I'd be okay with that. I mean, there's some days where Damie goes down for a nap during the day and we have a quickie in the bathroom.
See, we don't have that option.
No, you don't.
No, because Tony never...
And Tony's never home.
Tony's never home. He works all day.
Right.
Out of the house. So there's none of that. Which is why when Tony's home from work and he gets this quick old layoff situation, which I thrive on. That's when I'm at my absolute best person.
I am thriving.
My most happy.
She's a thriving queen right now. Look how good she looks.
I'm so happy. I showered today. I'm fucking clean.
We're doing podcasts late at night, but she's awake.
I'm kind of awake. It's wild. But then he goes back to work Monday, and I'm like,
bleh.
Fucking ruined it all, Tony. We could have had it all. The possibilities were endless. That's the thing is when Tony's home, half of my load is being taken off. Oh. He takes half the things off my plate, which is why I'm instantly more attracted to him.
Yeah.
I'm instantly more into you. I'm instantly happier to have you around. And I feel 10 times more connected to you in every way possible. It's a lot when you have that mental load of all the things you have to achieve by yourself. And then everyone who knows me knows that I'm batshit crazy and I create extra things on that mental load for no apparent reason.
And then our husbands come home and they want to have sex with us.
And then I'm like, I just painted the inside of every door for me for no apparent reason because I needed it to be pink. And he's like, okay, that looks great. Can we hook up? And I'm like, no, I don't like our bed. Today I was like, Tony, all our sheets and comforters need to be burnt orange. I desperately need them to be burnt orange.
Why are you like this?
It's just like, all day he was like, Gage, we have to solve your mom's burnt orange crisis. I don't know what to do. And Gage was like, why is it burnt? And I was like, I don't know.
Burnt toast.
I don't know why I'm like this. I'm unstable. I'm an unstable human. And this is what makes life with me fun, okay? I'm never fucking boring.
That's what I tell Max all the time.
You could be married to someone boring. I will give you a really fucking hard time all the time. But that means I love you, okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how I am.
If I'm nice to you, I might not really like you. We'll see.
Shall we share our mindful and our mayhem moment?
Sure. So my mindful moment was all of yesterday. I just honestly, I can't believe he's 2. I think because it, you know, was so long to adopt Gage and it was so long to get pregnant and it was so long to do any of this that like him being 2 and like a functioning human who has his own opinions and demands.
It probably just feels like a whole new chapter.
It's a whole new chapter and he's not my baby anymore.
Yeah.
My baby's growing up. Oh my God. Why? Fucking make it stop. What about you?
Mine is a very small moment, very short moment, but Damie is like at this age where he's starting to really mimic everything.
Aww.
And today, actually, Babs and I were standing at the counter, like just watching him eat an orange. And we were both sitting on our hands and he like looked at us. And then he took his little hands and like was like just like moving them like on his chin. He was just like mimicking us. I was just like, oh my God, he's so cute. Like, why is he so cute? So that was just like a moment.
It's so crazy because I'm always like, Tony, does everyone love their kids this much?
I literally say the same thing.
I say it every day. I'm
I
like,
say the same
I
thing.
I think that I love them absurdly more than anyone else loves their
right,
kids.
Right, exactly.
Like, I have a weird addiction to them and I love them.
Yeah.
But it's crazy.
I know.
I didn't know that you could actually like care about someone as much as you care about your kids.
When they say, oh, you don't know how much you can love someone until you, like, have children.
I never understood what they meant until now.
It's so true.
It's so true.
Like, when I tell Benny and Lincoln all the time, I'm like, you don't know. You don't understand how much I love you.
Right.
And Benny was like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, no,
you don't.
You really won't get it until one day when you have your own kids.
Yeah. I literally, like, cry all the time.
I know, me
I'm
too.
Just, like, looking at Axel sleeping and just hysterically crying. Uh-huh. Like, in bed silently between the two of them being like, I just love you guys so much. I just want to take your faces and love them.
It's so funny, too, because, like, me and Benny clash so much. But, like, at the end of the day.
You fucking love him.
He still wants to snuggle me. And I still just get in bed with him. And I'm just like, and he's my baby. Like, that's my first baby. He's almost he's 11 years old. He's almost a teenager. Like, now when I climb into bed with him, I'm climbing into bed with him and laying my head on his chest and wrapping my leg around him.
You can cuddle him in a different way. Like, he's larger. He's a grown person.
I know. Like, nuzzle my head on his chest and I'm just like, oh, this is like heavenly. I love him so much.
I can't. I think that's also what makes sex hard, is sometimes you're like, I love you and I want to sex you, but I'm also cuddling these angels.
I know, right?
I'm like, do you see what I have to get up away from?
Right, I know.
Like, they're in my little arms and I love their faces. You know, they like sweat when they sleep and you just like love the smell of it and their breath feels so good and they're just, oh, this has become really weird. This is just two moms drooling over their kids.
But ew, on this sex episode.
We're on a sex episode and now we're saying our kids' sweat just smells amazing. Okay. Fucking weird. But it's like, I don't want to miss any of that, you know? It lasts like such a short period of time.
For a short amount of
time. And I'm like, Tony, our sex life will get better. We'll be able to go on vacation again and have life. Because
in 15 years.
Well, I say this all the time. I'm like, when you start a relationship with someone, every year you're just getting more and more into that relationship, right? Like, you're building more with that person. You have more time and more time and more time. And you don't ever have like an end date, hopefully, you know?
Yeah.
But like when you have a kid, it's the opposite. Every day they need you less.
Yeah.
And that's like, there's time is like ticking in the opposite direction as your relationship is. Tony needs me more because we're like intertwined and he doesn't know where his keys are ever. And he can't physically find his wallet. But the kids need me less, you know, like Gage like got his own clothes on today and they slowly are doing more and more and you're so proud of them for all of this, but you're also terribly upset. You're like so sad. Why do you have to grow up so fast? And I think Axel's growing up even faster than Gage's because of multiple reasons. I'm like, but now you're getting older too fast. Slow the fuck down. So I want to just like savor every ounce of every moment I have.
We can have sex at 15 years when they're out of the house.
Yeah, when we can go on a cruise. Like when we go on like this 3-week cruises that like people in their 50s go on. We can have sex for 3 weeks then. I don't care. But right now, my babies want to cuddle me and I want to enjoy that. What is your mayhem moment?
I think we should just say our mayhem moment was Wednesday night.
I'm going to say Wednesday night because that was fucking insane. But I'm also going to say because we just released that self-expression episode, whatever. Gage has really been taking this to a whole new level.
I love that.
No. Today he was wearing rain boots, 3 shirts, bright pink shorts, and then he somehow cut his chin. So he, of course, picked a band-aid with pink cupcakes. So he had a goatee of like pink cupcakes on his chin. So I like had to email his teacher like, hey, Gage cut his chin. It's not a big deal. But of course, he chose a really insane Band-Aid.
The most loud
so
and out
there. Everyone is going to notice that Gage is wearing a bright pink cupcaked chin strap. I was like, Tony literally was like, Kate, what the fuck are we doing? I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, he's because Tony dressed Axel super cute. He had jeans on and an open Mets jersey and like a band tee and a backwards hat. Like, Axel looked so cool. And then Gage is wearing hot pink shorts, rain boots that light up that are covered in dinosaur pattern, three t-shirts, one that is bright orange that did not go with his hot pink shorts, and then like a Toy Story sweatshirt over it and a goatee of cupcakes. And Tony was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I know, man. I'm trying really hard to be encouraging.
It's like a daily thing that I'm dealing with. I don't know
what to do. Yesterday, I went through all their clothes and got rid of everything that I don't ever want them to wear again, because I was like, if Gage is going to dress himself, I can only give him options that I agree with. Mm-hmm. But apparently, the options I agree with, he can put with other things that should not be worn together. And now it's a whole new surprise every day.
I love that.
But he went to school like that. He looked adorable. He looked great.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
I've tried to be an encouraging parent.
He's expressing himself.
With lots of color.
I mean, do you remember when Lincoln wouldn't leave the house unless he was wearing pink, purple, or baby blue?
Well, that's Gage every day.
Like, Gage literally
is obsessed with pink.
All right.
But, yeah. On that pink note on our sex podcast about
how much we love the sweat that comes off our babies.
We went real fucking weird.
I'll see you next week.
Bye.